Also, nearly all nonprofits are exempt from paying state taxes. The tax laws concerning nonprofit organizations continually evolve and can vary from one location to the next. Income may prosper when forming a nonprofit. This is sometimes due to the fact that both private and public foundations are required to give money to nonprofit organizations. Another possibility for the influx of income is because many people and companies are willing to donate to nonprofits because they can write the donation off on their own taxes each year. Some people are concerned with their personal liability when it comes to operating a business. However, the benefit of an established nonprofit is that almost no one can be held personally liable for what happens with the organization. This protection is usually also extended to employees and board members that contribute to running the nonprofit. Generally, founders want their nonprofit organization to outlive them, known as organizational perpetuity. It will also be easier to secure donations for the long haul if donors are assured that an organization will last for a long time. If the organization becomes large enough to require employees, they may be eligible for benefits such as life and health insurance. A nonprofit is forced to be organized. Some of the basic requirements for a nonprofit are a mission statement, procedures for allocating authority among founders and/or members, and detailed methods for electing board members. Depending on the specific organization, other benefits may apply as well. Typically, nonprofits qualify for lower rates through the Postal Service, and media outlets may offer free advertising for nonprofit organizations. If you have decided that forming a nonprofit is right for you, this guide will help you through the ins and outs of what needs to be accomplished. Before you start, imagine what your organization can become. There is much work ahead of you, so finding a vision and remembering it often will help you get over the hurdles that undoubtedly lay ahead. Step 1. The Vision Statement and the Mission Statement. The vision statement is the reason for the nonprofit organization. The mission statement will define how the vision is accomplished. The vision statement should always precede the mission, knowing why you are in the business of running a nonprofit organization. For example, an animal shelter's mission may be to help animals in a specific geographical region. The vision statement would provide the possibilities of helping these animals. Vision statements will stand as the inspiration for anyone volunteering, working for, or donating to an organization. It will always be the roadmap for getting the mission completed and ensuring the organization moves in the right direction. The vision statement should be written by a group of people who all have the same goals for the organization. Let everyone brainstorm in an open forum suggestion format, and make sure everyone knows that ridiculing the ideas of another will not be tolerated. The more thoughts that can be shared, the stronger and more balanced the vision statement will be. Vision statements should be short and catchy, no more than a couple of sentences, eliminating unnecessary words. Once you've got a draft of the vision statement, put it away for a few days before returning to it. If you come back to it a few days or a week later, and it still makes sense and sets out the goals for the organization, you are ready to create the mission statement. The mission statement should elaborate on how the organization plans to carry out its vision. Again, this is best accomplished by including input from many people who are advocates for the cause. Because everyone will have different ideas, you will be able to encompass a wider variety of ideas on how to achieve the goals.